Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Jeff.
We started the series with a single mom from Tarrant County who'd filed for bankruptcy. Why did she make that decision?
April Ford just kept falling more and more behind. Her job teaching at Head Start wasn't year-round, so she would file for unemployment during the summer when she was off work. That dip in her income made it hard for her to keep up with her bills, her car loan, and mortgage. She ran up credit card debt and eventually decided to file for Chapter 13 bankruptcy.
Now, there's a difference between Chapter 13 and Chapter 7, right?
Yes. Chapter 13 debtors, like April Ford, can hold on to their property but pay out a chunk of their disposable income each month to a bankruptcy trustee for 3 to 5 years. In April's case, that payment is about half her take-home pay. Now, Chapter 7 filers don't have a monthly bankruptcy payment, but they have to turn over many of their assets to be liquidated. The chief bankruptcy judge for the Northern District of Texas, Barbara Hauser, told me figuring all this out can be tricky.
As a practical matter, I always encourage debtors to retain counsel. For the most part, counsel is paid out of the money that would otherwise be going to creditors. So debtors will frequently say to me, I can't afford to hire a lawyer. And my response is frequently, you can't afford not to hire a lawyer.
Now, a lot of North Texans are familiar with credit card debt.
And credit card debt isn't a problem that affects just low-income folks. As income goes up, the average outstanding balance on credit cards actually tends to increase. The family we featured in this part of the series has about $25,000 in credit card debt, even though husband and wife bring home $90,000 a year.
Wow. We've heard a lot during this presidential campaign about student loans, and you introduced us to a musician struggling to pay down a $38,000 student loan balance.
Katie Combest actually has two bachelor's degrees. The first one from a music conservatory is paid off. It's her second degree from the University of North Texas that's still hanging over her head. She went back to school to study business so she could be more employable, and that's the debt that's so hard for her to escape. TG is a nonprofit based in Austin that tries to help Texas families make wise borrowing decisions. Jeff Webster is the head of research there and says what a student studies really influences how likely they are to land a good job and pay back their loans. And he says when you graduate matters too.
Always good to be fortunate to enter the workforce in a strong economy. Those who graduated during the Great Recession, they will have difficulties throughout their career. When the economy does rev up, oftentimes employers will get the people straight out of school, not those who have struggled with jobs that weren't as related to their programs of study.
Now, last week you covered a different kind of debt, accounts that have fallen behind, known as delinquencies.
And that's the debt people don't always think about. Back taxes, an old cell phone bill you never paid, a fee for breaking a lease. The Fort Worth man we featured in this story fell about $6,000 behind in child support. According to the Texas Attorney General's office, a third of child support money owed last year wasn't paid. Delinquencies can tank your credit score, make it hard to open an account with banks or utility companies. And if you have unpaid speeding tickets, your license can be suspended and your insurance company might drop you too.
Now, Courtney, was there a common theme that ran through all of these people's stories?
Yes, the experts we talked to had one straightforward piece of advice for everyone working to pay off their debts: stop using credit cards. There was also a lot of response to these stories, especially on social media. Debt is a polarizing topic. Some commenters connected with the folks featured in these stories and felt like they could relate to them. Others commented that the people we featured brought these debts on themselves. And because of that, we're going to look into the stigma that surrounds debt next week.
Kind of a bonus story for the series.
Yes.
Courtney, thanks for this.
My pleasure.